Hey, Joey, how we looking for the camera angle, huh? We good? All right, let's do this. Good morning. Welcome to the XMAS Morning News. We are coming to you from the streets of the little town of Bethlehem today because of reports of an unusual amount of flurry and activity here last night. Officials in the town are busy collecting taxes and had no clue what went on last night. So we're hoping to talk to some locals and get to the bottom of this story. Excuse me, miss. Joshua Hurt, XMAS TV News. May I interview you?
Sure. Thanks.
Do you live here in Bethlehem?
Actually, I live and work in the fields outside of town.
But you're in town today.
Wow. Your powers of observation are
not bad.
Were you here last night?
Yes, of course. We had to be here for the amazing event.
Which was?
Only the birth of a savior.
I see. Tell our audience what happened in your own words.
Well, there we were, watching our flocks by night like we usually do, when all of a sudden, right in the middle of the sky, an angel appeared. Practically scared the wool right off our sheep.
It scared us bad.
We were so afraid. But
fear not,
said the angel, for behold, I bring you glad tidings of great joy, which will be for all the people. At this point, we're all thinking, how did we rate this personalized angel news? I mean, nobody cares about us shepherds or wants to hang out with us. Probably because we work with sheep, and they're kind of stinky.
Duly noted.
Anyway, the angel said, this day in the city of David, that's Bethlehem, there is born for you a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Then the angel goes on to tell us where, what, who, how, yada, 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 and we start making a plan to head into town.
So you rushed into town.
Don't get ahead of yourself, news guy. Next thing you know, a whole giant team of angels.
Excuse me, ma'am. Joshua Hurt with XMAS TV News. May I interview you?
I'm kind of busy, as you can see. Lots of traffic at the inn last night. Full house. And stable.
Yes, we're hearing about a flurry of activity here in town last night. Can you tell us what you know?
I can tell you that what started out as an ordinary, busy tax season night turned into something else altogether.
How so?
We own the inn down the road, last inn on the block. For the past month, every room has been booked solid, and we're scrambling to keep up with the work, right? The money's great, but it makes for some very irritated innkeeping, I can tell you that. Anyway, late yesterday, a man and wife were at the door begging for a room. I rushed to the door when I heard my husband yelling, "Full up! Can't you people from Galilee understand plain Hebrew? I said, full up! There's no more room at the inn." You should have seen their faces.
Yeah, I know. Jojo. The question of the day. What would you do if you were introduced to the Savior of the world, right? Okay, let's wrap it up and move somewhere else. I think we're in the OOU section of town. Nothing verifiably newsworthy here. Angels in the outfield. Overworked innkeeper's wife loses mind. Stinky shepherds spend too much time alone with comic relief sheep.
And then you got your talking donkey.
Now I've seen everything.
Not all that unusual, really, for people around these parts anyways. The prophet Balaam, angel of the Lord, book of numbers, anyways. Yes, you can interview me.
Okay.
Originally from Galilee, Master's name is Joseph. Great guy, but dreams a lot and talks in his sleep. Joseph's wife is Mary. Lovely, humble girl. Me? You can call me Donk, and I am one blessed donkey. Well, except for the whole trekking across the desert, all the way from Galilee, carrying a woman, great with child, on my back. But, oh brother, what a child. So not too excited, huh? Well, sir, if you can't see how important this news is, you need to open your eyes, or your heart, a little bigger. This is God coming to earth stuff, buddy. You might want to take down your heart's no room at the inn sign and let good news bring you the joy and peace it's bringing all of us. This baby has a big future. And I see another donkey in it too, because we are just that special.
Okay, so what are you going to do now, donk?
I hope I can keep up my talking chops a little longer so I can tell everybody about the amazing night we've just had. I mean, what would you do if you had just been introduced to the savior of the world?